Gary, I suppose there's only two words I can say to you after that, Scott Spencer.
Yeah, I've just had a go at him, actually, because before the game I said, listen, just go and get me a trick. And he come in and I said, you just got two.
Yeah.
Nah, his general play was very good as well. He's clever. He's a very gifted lad, isn't he? I mean, he's a goal scorer and, you know, he don't do many scrappy ones. They're all... it was a wonderful strike, wasn't it, the first one?
Had he been in over the last month, do you think things might have been a little bit different?
Yeah, I think so. It's not just that. I mean, people don't see. He's a real live wire in the changing rooms and he gets people at it, you know what I mean? And we've missed his personality as well. So,
I know you're not allowed to comment on what's happened, but would it be fair for me to think you think he's been dealt with unfairly?
I think it's an absolute load of nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Because he's not been allowed to actually be anywhere near the players, has he?
That's the worst thing. I mean, I don't know where they think these things up, the FA. He's not been allowed to train with us. He's not been allowed to come anywhere near the ground or come to any of the matches. I mean, what has he done? Told them that he'd had a tap. I mean, it's just farcical. Well, I'll probably get done for that. Cheers, pal.
Well, it's nice to know somebody listens to me.
You split me fine. No, absolute nonsense, mate.
Like last Monday night, it seemed to be a game of two halves again. Quiet first half, came alive in the second half. What was the difference?
I just think when... I've said it to you a few times. We're just nervous and we don't defend properly. There are always little individual mistakes and we normally get punished and that's what we did. I thought, you know, we thought Laurie should have done far better about letting the cross in, but then the kids run the mile past about two or three of ours. No one says a word and you can see three or four of the heads going, so we tried to get them at it at half time. You know, we had a go at a few and I said, I'm looking round, big sad faces, no good to me, sad faces, staying here. So yeah, we were front foot. I thought we played the conditions better. I think the pitch being a bit wet helped as well, because it was dry, you know what I mean, it was a little bit bobbly, but when the rain come down it seemed to be a bit slicker. And yeah, we've done okay second half and we deserve to win the game.
Is that taking a bit of pressure off now, another 3 points?
I ain't got any pressure on me, pal. Yeah, of course it has. I mean, it's been a poor season and we've just got to make sure we stay in this league and then we look to go forward next year with whatever plans they've got. But it's massive that we stay in this league and, you know, I think we've got 8 home games now, 4 away. And well, I said to them, why does anyone think they can beat us here? You know, when we have that passion, that front foot, and we've got some good footballers, you know, why should we get beat here?
Were you surprised to lose on Saturday? It was a bit flat on Saturday at Ashton. Did that surprise you?
I thought the pitch was a bit difficult. I thought we tried to play a bit of football. And again, defensive mistakes and, you know, their second and third goal were us attacking and it just got umped. And they were quicker on it to us and then 2 goals and the penalty was soft. So, yeah, it was a poor day. We did a little bit, but not enough.
Were you sent off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what will happen as a result of that? Do you get fined, suspended? I don't know.
Just depends if he puts down everything I said to him.
Oh, right.
So hope he forgets a few of it. Yeah, I mean, the referee. I go on about referees. You know, he said to Adam Jones in the game, Adam had a go at him. And he said, it's my last season anyway. Oh, great.
So anyway, 2 wins in the last 3, rush all the way on Saturday. I mean, tough game on paper, but can you get something from it?
Yeah, apparently it's a very poor service and it's going to be difficult, it's going to be a horrible game probably. We'll have to go and match them physically and try and win. Why shouldn't we win there?
Great, cheers Gary.
Cheers.